The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, 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 this is your host, DJ Riri, and this is Don't Run Away, a podcast where we talk about how to conquer all your fears. Stay tuned.
Feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing.
Welcome, fearless explorers, to another episode of Don't Run the Other Way, the podcast where we explore the depths of fear and the power of mindset. I'm your host, DJ Riri, and today we're diving headfirst into the exhilarating world of trying new things. I will specifically be talking about a personal experience of mine going skydiving. I mean, skydiving. Just the word alone can send shivers down your spine. The idea of willingly jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, it's enough to make even the bravest souls hesitate. But what if I told you that fear and excitement, those heart-pounding sensations, they stem from the same part of our brain? I've mentioned it earlier, and I think it's really important to continuously note that because it's true. And while I talk to you today about my own journey of facing fear head-on from 13,000 feet above ground, it's important to keep that in mind, that fear and excitement come from the same part of our brain. So those sensations I felt when going skydiving were both sensations of fear and excitement. Picture this: a clear blue sky stretching out endlessly above you, the sun's warmth kissing your skin, and as you stand at the edge of an open door of a plane, your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and every single instinct in your body is telling you to get back inside the airplane where it's safe. That was me on the day I decided to go skydiving. And I'm not afraid to admit it, I was absolutely terrified. The idea of hurtling myself into the void of the sky was enough to make me question my own sanity. But as I stood up there, harnessed snug against my body, the instructor right behind me, I realized something profound. Fear is just a feeling. It's our body's way of preparing us for the unknown. And in that moment, I made a choice to embrace the fear and to use that as fuel rather than allowing it to paralyze me. So, how do you conquer fear? It's a question that has puzzled humanity for centuries, but the answer is in our mindset. Instead of seeing fear as a roadblock, we can choose to view it as a stepping stone. It's fully all about reframing our perspective. And by doing that, we have to shift I can't to I can. And let me tell you, the feeling of accomplishment that comes from conquering your fears, that feeling is unlike anything else. You almost forget that feeling of fear once you overcome it and you have that accomplishment. Our minds are so powerful, and the power of mindset is extremely important to know when we talk about conquering fear. As I said before, our minds are incredibly powerful tools. They have the ability to shape our reality, to churn our deepest fears into our greatest strengths. By adopting a growth mindset, by embracing challenges rather than shying away from them, we open ourselves up to a world of endless opportunities. To expand more on this, by adopting a growth mindset, we shift our perspective from viewing challenges as obstacles to seeing them as opportunities for growth. Instead of being deterred by setbacks, we see them as valuable lessons that propel us forward in our journey. But cultivating a growth mindset isn't always easy, and it's not as easy as it sounds. It requires patience, resilience, discipline, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. It means stepping outside of our comfort zones and facing our fears head on, even when every fiber of your body is screaming to churn back and get into the airplane. However, the rewards of adopting a growth mindset are unmeasurable. When we approach life with an open mind and a willingness to learn, we do become unstoppable. We become the architects of our own destiny, and we're capable of overcoming any obstacle that stands in our way. Most of the obstacles are mental, so we just have to have a growth mindset and overcome that mental barrier. One of the key tenets of a growth mindset is the belief that our abilities are not fixed, they're malleable. This means that we have the power to improve and grow, no matter where we start from. Whether it's learning and mastering a new skill, or overcoming a fear, or achieving a lifelong dream, our potential is limited only by the boundaries we impose upon ourselves. And perhaps most importantly, a growth mindset allows us to see failure not as the final destination, but as a stepping stone on the path of success. Instead of us being discouraged by failure, this growth mindset will allow us to see it as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to adapt, and ultimately an opportunity to become stronger. So, to all my listeners, it's extremely important to have this growth mindset. I encourage you to cultivate this mindset into your own lives. Embrace challenges. Seek out new experiences and never be afraid to fail. Failure is a part of the journey. We need to fail to succeed, because it's through the process of growth and self-discovery that we truly unlock our full potential. With the power of mindset, you have the ability to conquer your fears, embrace challenges, and create the life of your own dreams. Your life is in your hands, no one else's. And because your life is in your hands, it's extremely important to step out of your comfort zone once in a while. It's easy to become complacent, to settle into the familiar rhythms of everyday life. But growth, true growth, only happens when we push ourselves beyond our perceived limits. Whether it's trying a new hobby, traveling to a foreign country, or even jumping out of an airplane, stepping outside of our comfort zone is where the true magic happens. Think about it. Some of the most transformative experiences in our lives happen when we dare to step outside of our comfort zones. Maybe it is trying a new hobby that challenges us in ways that we never thought was possible. Or going to that new country, immersing yourselves into the culture of that country and learning about the differences from our own. Or putting on a parachute and just hurtling out of a plane that's 13,000 feet in the air. But why is stepping out of our comfort zone so important? Well, for one, it forces us to confront our fears head on. It pushes us to confront the unknown, to embrace uncertainty rather than shy away from it. And in doing so, we open ourselves up to a world of endless possibilities. You see, when we stay within the confines of our own comfort zones, we limit ourselves. We miss out on the richness and the diversity that life has to offer. But when we have the courage to take that leap of faith, to embrace the unknown with open arms, we discover a strength within ourselves that we never knew existed. It's not possible to discover this strength without taking that leap and leaving the confines of your comfort zone. So, my listeners, I urge you, don't let fear dictate your life. Don't let the comfort of familiarity hold you back from experiencing all that life has to offer. Take that leap of faith. Step outside of your comfort zone. Because like I said before, I promise you, once you step outside of your comfort zone, that's when the real magic of life happens. And speaking of magic, it's pretty magical that I survived that 13,000 feet jump. Because as I plummeted towards the earth at terminal velocity, the wind whipping past my ears, I found myself suspended in a state of pure adrenaline and fuel-focused euphoria almost. In that moment of freefall, time stood still and the world around me faded into a blur of colors and sensations. The grip that fear had on me prior to me jumping out of that plane fully let go the minute that I actually jumped out of the plane. Yes, my heart was racing and my palms were sweating, but that had been replaced with an overwhelming sense of liberation as I was free falling. It was as if I were shedding the weight of my doubts, the weight of fear, the weight of my insecurities with every passing second of the free fall. It's difficult to describe that feeling of skydiving. It's difficult to put it into words and describe the exhilaration that went through my body while I was hurtling towards the ground. The way I would describe it is that it was a feeling of freedom. And for some background context, I'm not a big fan of heights. I don't have a fear of heights because I try not to create boundaries for myself mentally. But that feeling of freedom, it was unlike anything I had ever experienced. That liberation I described, I felt like liberated from the constraints of my own mind. The fear that had held me back for so long mentally, it disappeared the minute I was looking at the mountains, viewing the sun hit the top of the mountains. Like, it was so beautiful and time was still. And then suddenly, as it began, the earth rushed back to meet me. I could see the ground and I felt a familiar sensation of the solid ground beneath my feet the minute I was landing. But this wasn't an ordinary landing. This landing was fueled by the knowledge that I had conquered this fear and that I faced the unknown head on. And that I came out alive. I was victorious. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was actually a beautiful, amazing, fearless experience. So as I, you know, peeled myself out of the harness and stood on my shaky legs, that wave of euphoria washed over me again. I could not help but smile from ear to ear. My heart was still racing the same way it was racing when I was in the plane, praying to get back in there and land and go back to the ground. But instead, the heart racing was from adrenaline, excitement, not fear. I was happy with myself. Beneath that surface of excitement, there was something deeper. There was a sense of transformation. And this transformation was the realization that I was capable of far more than I ever imagined. In that moment, I knew that I had emerged a changed person. Because I had stared fear face to face and I refused to back down. I challenged myself in ways that I never thought possible and I came out stronger. I came out more resilient, more alive, and I came out mentally tougher than I went into that. So when I looked up in the sky, free from that airplane that carried so much weight, so much fear in it, I felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the experience, gratitude for the opportunity of pushing myself beyond my limits, and for the empowerment that came with that experience. They say that facing your fears is the key to growth. And now I understand why. In confronting the unknown, in embracing the discomfort of uncertainty, we unlock a reservoir of strength and resilience that lies dormant in all of us until we set it free. And it's through this process of transformation that we truly come to understand the power of our human spirit. So I'm here to remind you that face fear head on, because there is always an opportunity for growth, always an opportunity for transformation, for liberation. trying new things and going outside of your comfort zone will set you free. This has been DJ Riri with Don't Run the Other Way, reminding you to embrace fear, step outside of your comfort zone, and soar to new heights. Until next time, stay fearless.